Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Oh, there we go. Hi. Welcome to your Thursday show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy one more sleep.
Yeah, let's do our little chant. Let's go ahead and get right into it. This is our little Thursday tradition that we have. If you're new to it, it might seem silly until you try it. And I promise you, it does feel empowering. We just chant the words one more sleep on Thursday mornings. It's like a battle cry to Friday. Especially here in December, like everybody I talk to right now is like,
was it snowing on the way in?
No.
Is that what was in the sky?
You got snow?
I think so. I mean, unless that, I'm pretty sure that was snow.
I think it's snow.
Can anyone confirm? Like, I'm pretty sure when I was driving in that it was like
up
it was
Towson?
Really, it was really light, but I kept seeing stuff on that. It was that maybe, or maybe flurries.
If you're getting, let us know if you're getting flurries up in like Towson area. I was down in Columbia. There was nothing, but
it is supposed to snow tomorrow night, though.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. My least favorite of the weathers.
Oh, good.
410-583-1065. Let's chant it out. Y'all. 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep.
What the?
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep.
Light snow tomorrow. Nothing crazy. So don't be scared.
I am scared.
It's supposed to be light snow tomorrow and light snow possibly on Saturday evening as well.
I'm not good right now.
And that's the tea. That's the tea from the news station. Your phone lies. That's the tea on the weather right there.
What, are you calling me a liar?
No. Wait, what?
Why I said you a truther?
Yeah. I said the phone.
Because, you know, Charlotte,
your phone
Charlotte
lies.
Gives us the weather every morning, you know. If you listen to your local radio
from
station.
From my phone.
Yeah. So that's not you.
Are you trying to say? Are you trying to downplay Charlotte's weather report?
That's
right
what
now?
I'm saying.
Yeah. No, girl.
I'm talking about
Friday evening snow. You're not doing traffic for Friday evening, are you?
Traffic.
Yeah, I mean, weather. No. Weather, right?
No, she does.
Well, yeah, because I told you guys as far as the weekend.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, did you tell them that it's snowing on Friday night? That's the tea.
Well, I would.
That's the tea.
It's
from,
chances.
No, it actually is going to flurry.
What are we talking about right now? I feel like we're so off track.
I don't know.
All right.
What
6
do you
o'clock,
mean? Hello. How are we off track? We talk about how cold it is every single
I'm not
day.
Sure. I know.
And all
I
I'm doing is participating in your bit. So, like, actually, no.
Let me ask you this question: when it comes to air travel, what do you think the biggest problem is? Like, what annoys you the most, do you think, Jess? Like, when you travel in a plane, what do you think is your biggest annoyance or problem
when
with?
When I'm actually on the plane?
Yeah. Or just with the process in general, checking in, whatever, like TSA, any of it.
Honestly, I would say one of my biggest grievances while being on a plane is everyone not being on the same page of keeping the bathroom clean.
You know, they really do. It is really treated. And I'll be honest with you, I also could care less about that. I go in there and I wreck that thing. And I don't even care.
My thing about that is it's so tiny. It's uncomfortable for everyone and it's such a small space and we're all going to be in the situation together. Like for us, for Garage Boy and I, that's a cross-country flight. We're all in this together. It's High School Musical. We all need to be on the same team. And when I go in there and if there's pee on the floor, there's toilet paper on the floor, there's paper towels on the floor, you're not wiping down all the stuff after yourself. And I'm like, we have to do this for the next 6 to 7 hours.
But it's like it's wrecked. By the time it's wrecked.
It's like and I'm like, why? We all have to do the same thing.
I don't know, but it's wrecked. I'll be honest, I wreck it. I don't even know why.
Keep it together.
Part of the problem.
I go in there and I don't give a damn for some reason.
Why not? Why don't you care about it? Because it's small.
I don't know. You know the number 5 answer was for people? People said that their biggest problem with traveling is people that dress too casual. It drives them crazy. Like, people are annoyed that people are dressing too casually.
At that point, that's weird, and you're controlling.
You're
and
a freak.
Yeah, you are.
I don't understand why that was really bothering people so much.
That actually irritates me.
I'm going to dress slobbier just because of that.
It's like, who are you? Sorry we're not all in our, like, matching sets and our little, what is that? What is that, like, brand that everyone has of their, like, little, of their travel, like, the bays or the it's like B-E-I-S or, like, whatever, like, rich people. I don't know. But it's like, sorry we're not. And like monochromatic, isn't like matching tan this, tan that, and like your dog and your bag and everything like that with your Beats by Dre. Like, kind of relax.
Yeah, people dressing too casual that annoys us.
Maybe people just woke up.
I don't know. Yeah, it's really driving people.
It's almost like they want to be comfy on a plane
as they go. Like, leave
for
us alone.
Many hours.
And who are we trying to impress on a plane? I'm not I'm not trying to do my makeup for you.
Nobody.
You know? Now.
Trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number 3.
Baltimore's waterfront icon, Mr. Trash Wheel, has launched his first ever online merch store, which is obviously a very fun and timely gift option for the holidays. The shop features apparel, accessories, and collectibles, giving fans a new way to celebrate the Trash Wheel family while promoting awareness of cleaner waterways. The store actually quietly opened last week, but it's now fully live at MrTrashWheel.com.
Did you guys know?
Number 2.
What was that?
Yes.
Did you guys know he followed us back on Instagram the other day?
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. Yeah,
that's an honor.
So we're mutuals.
Number 2.
The world's largest menorah is returning to New York City for Hanukkah at Grand Army Plaza in the southeast corner of Central Park. The 36-foot-tall, 4,000-pound Guinness-certified menorah, inspired by a drawing from a 12th-century rabbi, has been a Manhattan staple since 1977. So it's going to shine each night from December 14th to the 21st, complete with music and dancing. And the menorah has become a beloved NYC tradition that draws crowds, not just from New Yorkers, but visitors from all over the world every year.
I'm kind of envious of Jewish people, man. Hanukkah seems so much more superior than Christmas sometimes. Like, the 8 nights of it doesn't that seem legit? Like, I wish we had 8 nights of Christmas. Like, Christmas one night's kind of cool. We have, like, Christmas Eve and then, like, Christmas, which is cool. But, like, 8 nights of Hanukkah, man, I'm always like, that seems so legit. Seems so fun.
Number 1.
Billie Eilish has released the first trailer for her upcoming 3D concert film, Hit Me Hard and Soft, the tour live in 3D, which is being recognized as an innovative new concert experience. So the film, co-directed by Eilish and James Cameron. Yes, we're talking Titanic and Avatar, James Cameron, captured her latest tour, with Cameron saying in the trailer that no one has ever shot a concert film on this scale before and that they're actually using tech that no one has ever used before either. So the film follows her limited 2023 concert. This time she's aiming bigger with IMAX and larger format screens, and it premieres March 20th, 2026.
I'm not big on seeing these, like, I know this is, like, more of, like, your avenue. I'm not big on seeing these, like, things in the theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
I love them.
Are you excited about it?
I am really excited. I love that this is something that, like, artists can do, especially on this scale. First of all, the fact that James Cameron is making this film with her is pretty iconic.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting the director of Titanic and Avatar to make your first, and the first time that they've ever done this situation in, like, 3D form, I think is really cool.
Yeah.
The reason why I love this so much is because it's accessibility. Not everyone can afford to go to shows.
Yeah.
Not everyone can afford to go to concerts.
Or
not everyone is in a city
that
an artist comes to.
Right.
So I think that is why I love stuff like this. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Happy Thursday.
You know, Julia Roberts may be known as America's sweetheart, but do you know the movie that she was in where she got the world's worst reputation about because she was such a diva to work with? Have you heard this story?
No.
Oh my God. I did not know the behind-the-scenes drama of this film. It came out today back in 1991, and we'll talk about it
back
today.
In the day.
I did not know this story, but you should know it, and we'll talk about it today in Throwback Thursday. This is fun. If you like nostalgia, let's just go back. It's a fun, easy segment, y'all. We just go back and listen to music from previous years, and we'll talk about that moment in pop culture history. Let's start with music. 2017, today, the 11th of December, the number one song today would have been Post Malone and Rockstar.
I love Post Malone.
I know.
This is so cool. Like, I love this, and then I still love, like, the music that he's doing now.
But you know what, this song, because I'm not a big music person. I live a lot in the radio space. This is one of those songs that, like, I had for like 2 or 3 years, I did not listen to the unedited version of until I finally heard it.
Oh, really?
And then, like, I heard the unedited version. I was like, oh, this is very heavily about drug use. I did not know the actual, like, unedited version.
It was a different time. Yeah. It was a different postie.
Yeah, it's very, very drug. You ever do that when you
He's in a different place now. No need to bring up old crap. He's in a very different place. He's in a lot healthier space.
I don't even know the name of most of these drugs.
We can just move on.
2006 today, the number one song, Akon, and I Want to Love You. Also not the real words of this song, which I did not know for like 2 years, and I was shocked. Still get nervous playing the unedited version of the song.
Not me, 13, singing the unedited version, though. Already know. Like, what do I know about that? Nothing. I'm sitting in the back. Crazy. We loved Akon.
I need a new Akon song. I think the world would come together over that.
It would. Like, I feel like the...
I just read the real lyrics.
Oh, you don't know the real... Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not love. Whoa. It's not love he wants to
no,
do.
No, are you kidding? You didn't know it was the other word?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Wow. It's FYI. It's not love he wanted to make. It was something else.
It's a whole different world. It's still love. It's just a different word
it's
for it.
Hello. All right, 1992 today, Michael Jackson had the number one song with Black or White.
This music video, crazy. How many people he had in this video?
God.
Everybody.
Can we play this song tomorrow for the first song in the morning? Like,
yes.
So
wasn't like
good.
George Michael and Michael Jackson were like the artists that were so massive that would just have all these celebrities and models in their videos.
Yeah. Imagine Michael Jackson called and said, we want to be in my video. You couldn't say no to that.
And Tyra Banks was like, what time? Tell me when.
Such a great song. All right, y'all. I say Julia Roberts. I know you have very fond thoughts. I don't want to ruin this movie for you, but Hook came out.
Oh, no, when she's Tank?
Today, yeah.
Wait, okay, so Hook is like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so it premiered today. Back in 1991, by the way. Big opening, by the way.
Yeah.
Made $70 million, which was massive.
Yeah, Julia Roberts.
A few fun facts about the movie. So Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman, by the way, they improv'd so much in this movie that Steven Spielberg says he has hours of footage that he couldn't use, but he also will never get rid of because it's so funny.
I hope he releases that someday.
He should. But he's
that
like,
would be
I
really
couldn't,
cool.
I can't use it because it's so ridiculous.
I mean, of course. Can you imagine like Dustin Hoffman in that Hook wig alone? Like, are you kidding?
But let's break this down because...
She was 24,
Julia
by the way,
Roberts.
In 1991.
Well,
let's remember.
Let's go through this whole situation because, you know, she had just split from Kiefer Sutherland at the time, 3 days before their wedding, if you didn't know that, right before or right in the middle of them filming this movie.
I didn't know that.
She's playing Tink in this movie.
And she's like dealing with a heartbreak.
She's going through a heartbreak. And in all of her filming, y'all, she is... basically isolated from the cast because she's CGI. Like, she's not actually with the cast.
Yeah, there's very few scenes that you actually see her. I think there's only one. There's only one that she, like, becomes full size.
Apparently super challenging on her. So, like, she starts to become really difficult to work with. So they actually nicknamed her Tinker Hell on the set because she became so hard to work with during the movie. Now, Steven Spielberg has come back to defend her after that, being like, hey, listen.
She was going through a lot. She's 24 years old.
It was a lot to deal with at the time, but Yeah, that was her nickname, Tinker Hell, on the set of Peter Pan. Or Hook. Yeah, thank you.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, let's go for this $1,000, y'all. You ready for it? Caller 10 is playing today. Good morning. Who's this? Hi. Oh, wait. We should probably, you know, answer the phone. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Hi.
This is Leslie.
Hello, Leslie. You're number 10.
Hey, Leslie.
Wow, okay, cool.
Wow, okay, all right.
Yeah, let's do this.
We're going to do this. It's like we're committing to this now. You're in. Leslie, have you played before?
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome back. Happy to have you here. You know how to play. Let's explain this to everybody else, and then we're gonna go for that $1,000 in free dashing gas. Jessica, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Leslie, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Who is the author of The Very Hungry Caterpillar?
Eric Carle.
Correct. Question number two. If a runner completes a 5K race, about how many miles is that?
3.2.
Correct. If you have two pennies, two nickels, two dimes, and two quarters, how much money do you have? Two pennies, two nickels, two dimes, two quarters.
72 cents.
Oh, crap.
It's not 72.
It's 82 cents. Wait, who's in the back, Leslie?
Who is
who's
that?
Playing with you?
My daughters.
Hey, wait. What's up, daughters? Who's that? Do we have names?
Claire and Olivia.
What's up,
Claire,
guys?
And Olivia.
How are we doing? Yeah, it's 82 cents. So two quarters, two dimes would make 70, two nickels would make 80, and then two pennies would be 82 cents. Yeah, 82. Well, but hey, good job on that Eric Carle
question.
Yeah, who is the very hungry caterpillar aficionado? Who is that?
That was Claire. She knew that one right off.
Claire.
Oh, you knew that off the bat? You didn't have to Google that one?
Claire, how did you know that so fast? Because it even took me a second. Like, I knew it once I like thought about it, but that was really good.
One of her favorite books when she was younger.
Well, yeah, same. That's
on.
One of my favorites,
come on.
Too.
Well played. Well played in the back seat. Well,
yeah.
Played. All right. All right. Well, let's keep going from here on out and see how we would have done. All right.
Number
all right,
four. In what year was the original Disney's The Lion King released?
What year was it?
Oh, that one I have no idea.
94. 1994. Number five. What is the first name of Italian fashion designer Armani?
Giorgio.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
Correct. Number six, what planet is known for its rings?
Saturn.
Mm-hmm, yep. Correct. And the last question, what TV series featured the characters Buffy, Willow, and Spike?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, correct.
Go. Well, we got a little bit of our you know, our money question wrong. But, hey, the Eric Carle question, really, I am impressed by your children's book knowledge. I will be honest with you.
Thank you.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Tomorrow's going to be a Friday round, and we're going to come back. We'll have 7 new trivia questions. We hope you guys will give us a call back, and we'll try it all over again. Okay, team?
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
Have a good day, you guys. And head to Dashin' and treat your taste buds for their brand new mouthwatering parfait, creamy low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin'.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is there anything your kid is asking for the holidays, or maybe has in the past, it's just completely silly or goofy? There's this list that's going around this morning about, they asked mall Santas, like, tell us the story about, like, you know, Santa's helpers of like what have kids asked for to get back to Santa Claus, about like what, you know, some of the sillier things that kids are asking for. And some of these things just make me laugh, and because, like, listen, I get it. Like, as a kid, the sky's the limit. Kids can ask for anything.
Yeah,
there were no limits, and so, like, why not? Why not ask for, like, the craziest thing? Like, this one Santa's helper said that this one kid asked for a Green Bay Packer. Oh. Like, just literally for a Green Bay Packer,
like a team player.
Yeah, said he had an entire plan of how he's going to feed him and take him outside for exercise.
Not
and
feed
how
him.
He had a whole bed situation set up for him. Yeah. So like, why not? You know, this one Santa's helper said that one time this 16, 17 year old girl said, "I just wish her my acne to go away." Mm. Which, like, God, I mean, that age too. I'm sure that it would. This one Santa's helper said that this 2-year-old one time said, I just want some bread, and literally spelled out as BWEAD. I want some bread. And then so Santa's helper was like, well, do you want anything else? And then she paused for a second and was like, butter?
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's kind of real. Like, who doesn't love bread and butter, honestly?
That's what I want.
It's kind of the best ever.
One time there was this this kid in line to meet Santa's helper at the mall, and literally stood in line for 2 hours just to ask Santa for a hot dog. Like, literally stood in line just for Santa's
Christmas?
Helper. And all they wanted to ask.
That's his favorite.
Just wanted to ask for a hot dog. So this morning, let's do this. Want to talk about either, maybe it's this year or previous year. Like, what is your kid asking for? And you're like, what? Like, that's on your list? Like, that's what you're asking for? All right. Let's make this list this morning. All right, who's this, Jess?
This is Felicia on 2 in Columbia.
Felicia, what was or is the gift this year? Was it this year or previous year?
Previous years. My daughter's 11. She was about 6, 7. A few years ago, she asked for a unicorn for Christmas.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
I did the best thing I could think of. Was a unicorn's a horse. I don't have a horse, but I had a dog. I had a poodle. So I put a birthday hat on him and sent them out on Christmas.
Oh.
I mean, she laughed at all that. We all laughed at it, but that's the best I could do.
Wait, that's actually really sweet, though.
Best mom ever, by
yeah,
the way.
That's actually
that?
So sweet.
Like, literally, you're the best mom ever for even, like, even
how creative
doing that.
Is that?
Oh, that's so cute.
But, like, was she just dead set? Like, she wasn't going to budge? She's like, it's like unicorn or nothing. Like,
oh, no.
Like,
she likes the rainbow theme, the colors, and just unicorn was just something on it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, I got her all the, you know, horses with the unicorns on the toys, but
Yeah.
I just thought it would be funny to send the dog out in the living room with the
Wait,
okay.
That's really awesome.
Well done. Well done, Mom. Well done. Well done. Well played. Unicorn, though, you're like, damn it, of all things. Unicorns don't even exist. Like, how am I supposed to find that? That don't happen. Thank you for calling us. This is Tori in Edgewood. Tori, what did your kid ask for Christmas? And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, so she asked me for cheese, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Hang on, really quick. Hang on. Before we move on from cheese, we are getting inundated, and I mean inundated, with stories about kids asking for cheese.
Is this, I mean, when she asked for cheese, are we talking like string cheese or like a slice of cheese, like cheddar cheese?
No, she's crazy. She wants shredded cheese. She wants a block of cheese. She wants cheese cubes. Like,
I don't understand it. I don't understand what the...
I mean, cheese
again,
is pretty awesome.
But we're getting so many... And yo, I'm telling you, we're getting so many stories about kids asking for cheese. And I don't understand. It's just funny. Like, that's like, I would say, out of all the stories that we're getting this morning, calls, texts, it's literally the number one common theme that kids are asking for is cheese.
How old was she when she asked for that?
She's two.
I don't know. It's the kids love cheese. Yeah. What do you want? What do you want? Okay, so okay. cheese was number one, but then where to go from for there?
Cheese was number one, and then I was like, okay, like anything. And she's like, oh, Miss Rachel. And I'm like, well, we already have the Miss Rachel doll. She's like, no, Miss Rachel.
Yeah. I need Miss Rachel to deliver my cheese.
I want to eat cheese with Miss Rachel.
I guess I'm going to stalk her social media and see if I can get a video.
Or Cameo or something.
Wow. She went straight to Miss Rachel. I mean, she's like, yo, if we're going to do it big, you said we
can't be mad at
anything,
her. Miss Rachel's pretty awesome.
Like, if we can go anything, then I guess we're going like straight to Miss Rachel, because, yo, if cheese ain't going to be it, then we're going to go straight to Miss Rachel. That's hilarious. Thank you for calling us. Charlotte said there's some really funny texts coming in. Charlotte, what are some of the texts?
The text line is killing me. Okay, we've got my 2-year-old granddaughter asked Santa for yellow this year. She wants to own her favorite color.
Like, just yellow.
Understandable.
She wants it. I don't really know what that means. How, like, what do you like? And like, okay, so
how creative?
How is Santa gonna fulfill that?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Because it's Santa,
right?
And he gets things done.
He does. He just makes it happen.
We have a 4-year-old who asked for a Swiffer, and she hasn't stopped talking about it. So she is indeed getting a Swiffer.
Okay, pop off. she's like, you guys aren't doing a good enough job. I need to take this into my own hands.
Not a Swiffer.
And then a daughter who asked for a retro toaster.
Okay,
wow.
I love that.
I kind of respect
all right,
that.
I guess that's cool. This is Leslie. What's up, Leslie? Good morning.
Good morning.
This is your 13-year-old daughter. So she's, you know,
yes.
Most of these kids we're talking about, you know, 3, 4, 5. Your daughter, your 13-year-old, has very exquisite taste, I would say.
Definitely exquisite taste. She has included on her Christmas gift list a like Williams-Sonoma gourmet cheese crate.
What in the world is she going to do with that at 13?
Also, what's included in that?
I'm pretty sure she's just going to eat the whole thing. It's like, I don't know, like 5 different kinds of cheeses, like a bunch of fancy cheese.
What is it with kids and cheeses this year?
It's expensive.
Yeah, how much does that cost? I mean, you know, Santa obviously just makes it happen, but what does that cost?
I think it's like $100.
$100?
Yeah.
I'm
surprised she's not asking for caviar at this point.
Do you think Santa's going to bring that this year?
You know what? To be honest, the like half the skincare stuff on her wish list probably would add up to the same amount anyway. So at least she can consume the cheese.
Does she just love cheese? I mean, is she interested in like any as far as like culinary stuff or anything? Or she genuinely just wants to eat it?
She genuinely just wants to eat the cheese.
I respect that.
$100.
Not gonna lie, I think that's kind of awesome.
Wait, so do you think that Santa's gonna bring that?
Is Santa going for like? Do you think you and Santa are trying to like kind of go towards the skincare routine or the cheese route?
I don't know. I think Santa's kind of impressed with the ask for cheese. So
so am I.
I mean,
I want to look it up myself. I'm not
going
to lie.
I think Santa's probably shocked too over that.
What place do you have to avoid because you literally can't control yourself when you're there?
This was such a funny conversation yesterday.
Yeah, because I know I'm not the only one. So we were talking about this on our Uncensored podcast yesterday. And basically, I admitted that I literally avoid at all costs going to Sephora because I cannot control the animal that I become when I step foot in there.
Like you're a monster.
Yeah.
Who are you? Who do you become? Who is that person?
I can't.
You don't recognize her.
No, I can't. And the thing is I don't even really, I'm not even into makeup that crazy or anything like that. That's not something that's like a massive part of my life. I really only use makeup when I have to, like possibly like going out things or for work. But for most of the time, I don't. And partially is just because I, like growing up, I really wasn't allowed to wear it. So I think it's kind of like become naturally a part of my routine.
Wait, do you have no makeup on right now at all?
No.
You have lovely skin.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I owe that to my mom. She did not allow me to wear makeup because she was wearing makeup very, very early and it did a lot of damage to her skin. And so I was a very upset teenager, but I thank her as an adult, and I have admitted that to her numerous times that she takes credit for. Yeah. But the thing is, another part of that though is makeup is expensive.
Yeah,
it's very expensive, and so a lot of the times I try to avoid going to Sephora, not only just because I really don't use a ton of stuff in there, but when I go in there, it's like everything is just so shiny and I feel like I become like this little girl and I want to buy everything and everything is so expensive. And I had to go to Sephora to get some foundation, and the foundation that I use is absurdly expensive. And before I went in there, I took Garage Boy with me and I literally had to turn to him and I was like, do not let me walk out of there with anything else but this foundation. I don't care what I say. I don't care if I come up with some sort of excuse. Like, do not believe me. I have one thing to get in there. We're walking in and we're walking out. Like, especially even like the little minis and the little aisleway of when we're walking through. Don't let me do this because I can't control myself when I'm in there. Yeah,
I'm like a beast.
I am. Because it's just.
And then you leave and you're like, what did I do?
Yeah.
You see the receipt. You're like, who was that
and
person?
And the worst is like the bag is small. Crying. And you only have like maybe three items in there. And
how
like,
is that $215?
Now it's half of your car payment. Yeah. So it's just, I can't. And like, that's why I have to avoid going to Sephora at all costs.
So we started talking on the Uncensored podcast just about that. Like, what stores can you just not go to because you know you become an absolute monster in? And we said we should like ask you guys that question. If you want to text us your answer, 410-583-1065. Like, and you get that feeling too. And like, you know that feeling of when you leave. It's like not really a regret because you feel good about it because you love what you bought, but you're like, who am I?
No.
Like, who is that version of me? And like, you have to almost avoid going there because you know you cannot even trust yourself. It's like you're an addict. Like, it all, it's like you're an addict. The second you walk in there, it's like you get that hit and like you just, you can't be trusted in that store. Whatever it is, you want to text us 410-583-1065. I said, listen, I can't, you know, I don't care. You can say what you want about grocery delivery and like, oh my God, but it costs more and the fees and the tipping and like, yeah, I pay like $20 extra, but I still save money at the end of the day. That is like a Candyland for me, for real. I just go in there. I'll be throwing stuff in the cart, all the snacks, all the different versions of the chips and the this and the that. Like, especially if I'm hungry, it is game over. Mm-hmm. Like, when there is no emotional connection when you see it on the app. It's like, oh, do you want,
like, I have to get this. I have to get this.
It's like, I just go through.
Yeah.
It's a very emotionless activity.
So that's why you force yourself to either just do like pickup or delivery, because you can't be trusted in a grocery store. Yeah.
It doesn't matter, man. Even just one little thing, I'll just run in just pick up some oranges. It's not oranges.
No.
It's $215 worth of, you know, snacks.
Yeah.
And I'll walk out of that.
It's have the peppermint
chips.
Bark at Trader Joe's. Exactly right. It's the everything bagel
I'll
chips.
I'll walk out of there.
Yeah.
I literally turn into a monster. I can't do it. Charlotte, what was yours? The store you could not be trusted in was what?
Mine is like the thrift store, because everything's a great deal. So it like doesn't even feel as bad, but then obviously it adds up.
It does.
That's like the illusion.
Yeah. And then like also because everything's different every time. So everything feels
like a little
treasure.
It's a you walk in, there's like a slot machine. You pull it and you don't know what you're going to get.
There's a different sense of urgency when you go into a thrift because you're like, what if this is the only chance in my entire life
that I have
to get this one item?
You'll never see it
and
again,
like,
man.
You
and that's
know,
the problem.
If you see Jimmy Choo shoes, like they're gonna be so Gone. Much cheaper than you would pay normally. So it's like, well, I should.
I should treat myself right now. And I went through a really bad phase with thrifting, man. I don't know how much money I spent on that stuff. It's bad. What's your store? This is Katie in Hampstead. What's up, Katie? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your store?
My store is Five Below.
Mm-hmm. And that the name alone sets you up for disaster.
Exactly.
It really does.
It does. It's become a little deceiving because not everything is below $5 anymore.
It's an illusion.
You think that it is.
You're right.
And they have those really fun carts when you walk in. Like, you can hold them. You can pull them. You can do either one.
Right.
And it's just really fun.
What's the worst damage you've done in a Five Below? What's the one receipt you've walked out with being like, damn it, who is that person?
Oh, I don't know if I want to admit that. I usually go in looking for stocking stuffers and then just go to every single section.
Please
fill
admit
up, like, three
please.
Different cards. It's crazy.
Over 100? Over 100, you think?
We want to know so bad.
Definitely over 100.
Just
over,
say it.
Over 200?
We'll never call you again. Just say it.
I might not have gotten to 200, but they have electronics there.
No, I know.
It's okay.
You go in thinking you're going to spend $5.
Don't
and
be embarrassed.
Like
you got like the
you know
rest
what?
Of us.
You're right. I'm not embarrassed. I am very proud.
A very proud Five and Below. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Thank you for calling us. Who is this, Charlotte?
This is Stacy.
What's up, Stacy? Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the story that you just can't be trusted in? What happens?
There's a spice store. It's called Penzi's Spices. And the thing is, I really don't like cooking at all.
A spice? So
every time I go there.
Like just for food?
Yeah. It's okay. All just kinds of peppers and chocolate powder and
fancy.
All kinds of great things. And
yeah.
Yes. And I just think, maybe I could learn to like cooking if I got this fancy spice.
Yeah.
And I just don't like it. But I will always spend money there.
You know what? I kind of get it. I want to ask you a question. Like, is this store like very, is it very cute the way it's decorated?
I bet it is.
You know, like are the jars that the spices are in, like are they also like aesthetically pleasing to the eye?
No, they're not.
It's not even cute. So what are you doing? Like, what are you doing in there?
Well, like, not gold. They're glass, and they've got, like, a little yellow tag, and they're all very
cute.
Uniform, and they're just set up on boxes. And
I guess
they're cute, but...
How much do you spend? How much do you spend when you go in there?
They average, I guess, around maybe $10 for a large bottle, so... Oh. I could probably spend $50 to $75, and
spices.
I just have all
do
these.
Do you
spices
ever use them? Do you use them though, or are they just unopened in your home?
Very seldom, and spices go a long way.
They
too,
do.
So you don't
they
need
do.
All that
we don't.
Much.
That's
true.
No, you
true.
Really don't.
That's
like
true.
Me one time. I went to this olive oil store, and like
yes.
they have you been to an olive oil store before?
And they have the balsamics.
Yes.
And you can try
yes.
it all.
Yes.
Oh,
I got sucked in. I spent. I swear to God, $150 on like these oils and like balsamics
when
and
stuff.
And like
you guys, when
I don't know
stuff
what happened
is in a container and it's labeled and things are clear. I think also that too. You're just
it
like
gets you.
It kind of gets you in a way. So I get the spice thing, honestly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we've got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea that you got going through your head?
So I'm in charge of my company's charity gift, and I want to keep the gift for myself.
That sounds illegal, no?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
So my company adopted a family for Christmas through a local charity, and they put me in charge of running the whole thing because I have more free time now. So they cut my hours from full-time to part-time recently.
Oh, so you didn't volunteer.
No, it was very required.
Okay.
And it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But the kid we adopted is a 9-year-old girl, and her wish list says AirPods Pro.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, but like, what 9-year-old needs AirPods Pro? It just seems awfully extravagant for a 9-year-old. And so...
Okay.
I mean, these are families that literally don't have the means to like give themselves holidays, but okay.
Well, my AirPods got stolen earlier this year. I can't afford to replace them because my hours got cut. And so now I'm sitting here holding a brand new pair of AirPods Pro that my company paid for.
Uh-huh.
And so what I want to do is keep the AirPods for myself. I already bought a cute pair of knockoff Bluetooth earbuds on Amazon. I want to wrap them up and give them to charity. No one will know. She still gets a gift, and I wouldn't feel so screwed over by my company. But I have to deliver them on Sunday, so I'm still trying to decide. She's still getting what she asked for in the sense
that
like,
it's not the name brand.
What happens if when she sees these and it's clearly not the AirPods or like her parents see this and they're like, okay, thank you?
I guess I'm like, just because you put it on a list doesn't mean you get that exact thing. Like, that feels awfully like demanding.
Right,
to be
no.
Like, here's your shopping list for me.
I think it's just the fact that your company agreed to get and they made the expense. They did the budget in order to get these AirPod Pros.
But they kind of screwed her.
But how are you going to make sure that this doesn't get leaked out, I guess, is my question.
Everything gets dropped off to the charity wrapped, so they can't check it.
Okay.
And then it's pretty anonymous, I think. So I kind of feel like as long as like I drop the gifts off to the charity, then the charity drops them off to the family.
So they don't know what you're giving.
So it's not saying it's like this is on behalf of.
Right.
I mean, okay.
She's still getting a gift. Like, let me be clear. I want her to be happy on Christmas morning. Like, I want to get her something.
But you're taking her gift.
But I'm giving her a different gift.
To be fair, listen, I'm playing all angles here. I don't think it's right to like steal from a charity. I also don't think it's right for a company to like cut your hours and expect you to go like deliver these. Also, what does a 9-year-old need AirPod Pros for? I mean, to be fair, but also like it's what she asked for. So it's like, I am very conflicted with this. Well, let's talk it out, y'all. This is what we do, right? Jessica, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I think it's a terrible idea. I can't imagine being in a place and how it feels when you're in a position to have to turn to people in order to give you a holiday because you don't have the means to do it yourself. So they're already putting themselves in a very vulnerable situation. And I'm sorry that they did this to you and cut your hours, but like I feel like you're stealing from the little girl.
I mean, I guess I'm just like, yeah, they can't afford this gift. Neither can I. Like, this is a very, very expensive gift.
Right.
And listen, it's sitting in front of me and it's just so blatant. Like, my company has been so horrible. And the idea that I could, like, almost kind of like make up a little bit of what I've lost doesn't feel that bad to me. Like, can I sign up for one of these gift things? Because, hey, America, I would also like a pair of AirPods Pro. It's hard to, like, prioritize a stranger's 9-year-old over my own needs.
This is like good angel, bad angel putting on your shoulder right now. And I could see where, like, you'd be really upset about, like, your company. Like, I don't think this has anything to do with the girl. I think that you're looking at your company being like, F you. If she still gets a gift that she asked for, if it's not the same name brand, is she really getting screwed? And that's my only question that I'm going to leave you guys with. So Anonymous is saying, hey, listen, like, I was put in charge, not by my own behalf, of our company's like adopt a family kind of thing for the holidays. There's one gift. It was AirPod Pros for a 9-year-old. I have the AirPod Pros. I got mine stolen. I basically want to. Did you already buy the other ones, by the way?
Yeah, I bought them for myself, but I haven't opened them yet.
What I want to do is just swap it out and like give that one to the girl because I want to keep these AirPods for myself. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it? Who's up?
This is John and Glen Burnie on too.
John, do you feel like she should take these AirPods even though they're supposed to go to charity?
No, she should 100% take the AirPods. These are for a 9-year-old. A 9-year-old does not need $250 AirPods.
I don't think that's the issue here. This is a family that literally needed to get adopted in order to get gifts. So, like, obviously they're going to ask for things that, like, that would be a dream to have.
But do they need that?
So she needs $250 AirPods? Come on. That is absolutely ridiculous. First of all, even if they weren't struggling financially, no 9-year-old needs AirPods that cost that much. Yeah. None of them.
That part is a little questionable.
They literally need help in order to have the holiday, which is why they were in the situation in the first place. How does that make it okay for her to steal them from them?
Oh, come on. Everybody steals from the company that they work at. I mean, who hasn't sat there and come home with pens and various papers? I'm going to be honest, guys. I've stolen plenty from my company. And in fact, I've done something incredibly worse than this woman. So I'm kind of on her side about it.
Which is what?
What did you do?
A couple years ago, I was struggling really bad. And there was a toy drive at my work. Somebody sat there and dropped off a Lego Star Wars Millennium Falcon.
Damn.
Do you know, first of all, how big those are and how expensive those are?
Yeah.
That's an $800 Lego set.
Yeah, those are really expensive.
Yeah.
That's a Lego set that if you're like a collector and a huge like Lego fiend that you're going to sit there and get. So I'm going to be honest with you. I took it. I sold it. I paid off my electric bill that was past due by 2 months. And then I kept the rest of the money for myself. Now, granted, I did sit there and go buy another Lego set that was like $20, wrapped it up and placed it into the bin. I still feel a little bad about it, but I was struggling really hard. And you know what? No kid needs an $800 Millennium Falcon set.
You guys are out here saying what kids need and don't need. Who are you to dictate? Like, what?
So wait.
No.
I want you to say, no, because kids can't appreciate that nowadays.
What are you saying? Now you're assuming what they can appreciate?
Wow, damn. So you straight up took the toy from work. And like,
yes, I did. So I was struggling. No one's going to say, my electric bill was past 2 months. I had to sit there and pay it off. And no kid is going to sit there and get off $800.
I mean, if the guy can't pay his electric bill.
Stop stealing from the children. Wow. We're stealing from
the children. They still got a Lego set, though.
Not stealing from the children. We're just not giving children the most expensive Christmas gift. First of all, isn't Christmas supposed to be about giving presents and not receiving presents?
These are for kids that can't afford anything. Their families and parents can't afford anything.
I'm a little shook right now.
So then they'll be happy with a smaller gift.
What?
If they don't know they weren't going to get the AirPod Pros, then she doesn't have to worry about it.
That's offensive.
Yo, I don't know. I'm kind of shook right now because, like, if you can't pay your bills, I think people will do what they need to do. And, like, I mean, I don't agree with what you did, but, I mean, I'm kind of seeing the point a little bit. Like,
the kids still got a Lego present. I'm sure they loved it. And then I'm sure after 10 minutes of playing with it, they forgot about the Lego set, just like they would do with the Millennium Falcon.
That's not fair, dude.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Kids don't even have the attention span to build a Lego set anymore. Come on.
Yeah.
That's not fair. Wow. That's somebody's dream. That's a kid's dream out there.
That's wild, dude.
I have never heard a kid go, my dream is to get a Millennium Falcon Lego set.
Wow.
I can't wait for us to get a call from a child that literally said, that's my dream. That's missing a set.
Who's up, Jess?
This is Amy in Reisterstown on 5.
Oh, my God. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Kramer. Good morning, Jess.
So, you know, she is considering keeping these AirPod Pros.
Not keeping, stealing.
Okay.
Stealing.
Keeping these AirPod Pros. I mean, it seems like maybe okay, the right thing to do here. I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, you know, she feels like she got screwed by her company. Maybe this 9-year-old will never actually know. Because, you know, it was just a wish list.
So my thoughts are for both John, your previous caller, and your
your wacky caller. They are the problem with this world at this time. They feel entitled to something that does not belong to them, that was intended for charity, that is intended for another human being. If that woman can't afford those AirPods, that's on her. Her job owes her nothing more than the paycheck she works and earns every single week. Nothing more, nothing less. And for this child who has nothing, whose family has nothing. I am a visiting nurse. I see this every single day. Mm. It brings tears to my eyes. They would give their right foot to have something so special, and for this woman to think that it's okay to take it from her and give her something else because she deserves it more. She doesn't deserve it more. She can go get her own freaking fake Amazon AirPods and live with that, what she can afford, because this family can't afford anything.
Yeah.
And this one gift means everything. And I'm sitting next to a 10-year-old girl right now who would love them, but we're not getting them for her because we can't afford them.
Yeah.
You know, and you talk about that millennial Falcon. I had my 15-year-old autistic son who would kill for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, he didn't get it because we can't afford it. You know, but never in my wildest dreams would I imagine or consider taking something from somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to sound so righteous and on a soapbox, but it turns my stomach. My heart is beating out of my chest. And I just, this is the season of giving. It is not our place to say what it would mean to another person. It's our duty to give to them, to do that charity thing, to do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
not be selfish and entitled and to take.
Mm-hmm.
We take all year long.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Do we have any empathy that, like, her AirPods got stolen, her hours got cut? Is there zero empathy in that situation at all?
There is. It sucks. It's a bad rap. But that is not that 9-year-old girl's fault.
Mm-hmm.
That 9-year-old girl has nothing to do with what happened to her. And this woman is an adult, and she can go and, you know, like, figure out other things. She can get another part-time job. She can apply for another full-time job at her company. She can do a whole bunch of stuff that this 9-year-old can't do for herself.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the point is, too, we don't step on each other to get what we want, and that's exactly what this anonymous caller is trying to do.
Wait, we can't really hear you, Josh. You sound like you're in a well or something.
Josh? Can you hear me better
there
now?
There you go. There he is.
Yes.
I mean, Josh, what do you think? I mean, go for this, talk her out of it. What's your thoughts?
I really want to talk her out of it. This is your $1,000 minute, Josh, and I have two three-year-old twins. I listen to you guys every morning, and this story, just like the other woman said, it was really gut-wrenching to actually think that somebody is thinking about that during the holidays. You know, all I'm thinking about during these holidays is anything that I can get for my children. I'm not worried about, well, what I can take from my job and replace for, you know, some other kid who actually really wants this. When they don't have a job, they don't work, they don't understand the world yet, you know, they just want.
Yeah.
And all she's asking for is what she asked for. And so for her to kind of think about stealing from the place that gives her income to you know, bring down the Christmas hopes of another child is very sickening. I mean, I would totally be angry at the person if they did that to my child.
Yeah. I think, honestly, the more I'm sitting here thinking through this, I think we're all in such a bad spot right now.
Like, no, I understand.
There's so many people in such bad places that we're all acting a little.
But we're not supposed to steal from each other. And I think this is the epitome of hurt people hurt people.
Yeah. Yes.
And this 9-year-old girl, unfortunately, is getting caught in the crossfire, and that's unfair to her.
But like, but what are we supposed to do then?
The answer is not turning on one another. That's not the answer.
Who's up?
This is Jenny on 5 in Baltimore.
Hey, Jenny in Baltimore. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tell me, I mean, do you think we should tell her to go for this, take these AirPods for herself, or do we talk her out of it?
I say talk her out of it because, so I've been on both sides, right? I get it. I understand she's in a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand whenever I go, like, whenever I decide to make a bad decision, it always comes back around. Like, I fully believe in karma. Yeah. So who's to say, like, she's already gotten her AirPods stolen once. Who's to say she does this? She steals them from somebody else that, you know, it doesn't belong to her. And then they get stolen again. Mm-hmm. Like, how would she feel after that?
So you're afraid, like, this is going to just be more karma, like...
Or was the karma of the stolen AirPods already, yeah, and now she's trying to do something else, and, like, what else is going to happen after that?
Right.
That's a really good point. Okay, we hear that. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is, how does that hit you, then? If you got to worry about karma, then, like, does that change your mind at all, Anonymous? Like, what's the...
I mean, I want to be honest. I'm still pretty conflicted. Because, like, every time I look at these AirPods, one voice is like, you need these. And the other voice is like, you're selfish. Mm-hmm. And then one voice is like, she's only 9, relax. Mm-hmm. And then the other voice is like, this is for charity, you're a monster. I don't know. I'm really trying to be a good person, but I'm just not sure what the good person move is anymore.
Well, I would just think about it.
Yeah, I mean.
Because, like, let's be real. Like, if this somehow gets traced back to you, I think that could be really bad.
That's a really good point.
Like, legally, I think that could be really bad.
If it does blow up in your face, I think it's, you know, it's a real poop storm that you're going to have to deal with. So, I don't know if you've heard this segment. We do what we call a Talk Me Out of It update on Mondays, where we just invite the people to come back on to let us know what they actually ended up doing in these situations. Obviously, this is a little testy, I know, but would you want to come on and talk to us about your decision?
Yeah, I can do that.
Is that cool? Like, we would do it at 8:25 on Mondays. Would that work for you?
Yeah, I'm around.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.